the Phil Harris Dallas Fay Show. For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. This time of the year, nearly everyone is busy with preparations for Christmas. The Harrises have practically completed theirs, except for their outdoor decorations. Phil and Alice's brother William are at work on that now.
Oh, this is a waste of money, all these decorations. Holly and wreaths. No, it's not at all practical.
Stop beefing. Everything looks very pretty. Well, I got the wreath up, now to get the lights strung. I want to put them across the top of the house and down the sides.
That's already done, Philip. I did it while you were in the garage decorating your still.
That ain't no still. It's my new hat-blocking machine. Uncle Fedora sent it to me for Christmas, and I just thought...
All right, all right. Half-locking machine, indeed.
You must know, it's a pressure cooker. I was canning a few beets. Well, let's stand back and see what kind of a job you did on these lights. Let me see, Well, you certainly used enough lights. You got them all over the front of the house.
Yes, it's not only ornamental, it's practical, too. I arranged the lights so that they spell something.
Well, that's a cute idea. What does it say?
Well, you can read it better when they're lighted. Now, wait, I'll turn the switch on and show it to you. There.
Hey, look at that light up. Let's see what it says. Merry Christmas from Alice Faye and husband. Why didn't you put my name up, too?
Well, I'm planning on using the sign again next year, and... there's no telling if you'll still be with us.
You can put my name up. I'll be here.
Very well. Well, read the rest of the sign.
Okay. Let's see. Alice Faye and husband, stars of stage, screen, and radio. Now available for television. Will work cheap. Call Hollywood 6161 or toll-free number... Zenith 470.
Oh, do you like it, Philip?
No. You left out, have tuxedos, we'll travel. What are you trying to do to my house? I don't want no ads up. William, this is just for Christmas.
What's the matter, Phil? What are you yelling about?
I'll show you what I'm yelling about. Look at the lights your brother put up on the house for Christmas. Look at them. Just look what it says.
Let me see. Merry Christmas from Alice Faye and husband. Star of stage, screen, and radio. Now available for television. Will work. Keep calling with 6161. I told phone number 470.
This kid reads good.
Willie, how could you put a sign like that up on our house? That's the most disgraceful thing I've ever seen. Take that down.
The whole thing?
No, just the part that says we'll work cheap. And Phil, you'd better come in now and get cleaned up. We have to leave soon.
Where are we going?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. The women's club is having a pre-Christmas party and play, and the husbands are all invited.
Look, honey, I don't like them things. I don't feel like going.
Now, don't argue. You're going. Now, hurry inside and put your Santa Claus suit on.
All right, if I have to... put my what on?
Oh, there's something else I forgot to tell you. In the play, you have the lead... you're Santa Claus.
Ooh, goody. The day I've dreamed of is finally arisen. I'm going to play Santa Claus for a women's club. Ooh, I ain't gonna do it.
Phil, it's too late to back out now. Mrs. Stewart is in charge of entertainment, and I promised her you'd do it.
But, honey, that ain't the kind of role I play. I'm not the Santa Claus type. You know I'm a lover.
How would I know?
It's a nasty type remark. Alice, I'd like to help you, but I refuse
to... You're not refusing anything. This play is for the children, and you're not going to disappoint them. You'll find your Santa Claus outfit on the bed. Now, go on in and change.
All right, all right. Oh, if she didn't have money, would I tell her?
Hurry up, Phil. Mrs. Stewart will be over to pick us up soon.
Alice, and did the women's club really pick Philip to play Santa Claus?
Oh, don't you worry about Phil. He'll be the hit of the play.
Well, are you going to be in the play too, sis?
Yes, yes. I'm going to sing a few songs for the children. Which reminds me, I'd better rehearse one of them now.
Oh, lovely.
Christmas toys all over the place. Little Johnny wears a funny smile upon his face. Poor Johnny has a secret, and this secret he must share. He wants to tell somebody, so he tells his teddy bear. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peek. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night.
I was so puzzled I couldn't understand why Mommy was kissing the wrong man. It's Santa.
And then it was that I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus
underneath his beard so snowy white.
Oh, what a laugh it would have been
if Daddy had only seen
Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night.
Merry Christmas.
This is ridiculous, making me dress up in a Santa Claus outfit. Well, now that I got it on, I might as well look in the mirror and see how it looks.
I thought so. I looked and I... Hey, I'm cute. Yeah. Ooh, I love that twinkle in my eye. And the way my cherry red lips show up against that white beard. I look jolly yet distinguished. Sort of like an old Liberace. Yeah, now to go in the other room and show Alice. Gee whiz. Hey, Alice. Hey, Alice, where are you?
I'm right here, Phil.
Well, ho, ho, ho. How do you like me in my Santa Claus outfit?
Oh, no, Phil. Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Wait. What are you laughing at? I think I look good. Not only that, I sound the part, too. Listen to this. Ho, ho, ho! And how would you lum, glio, glowls, bones, growl?
Well, what's the matter?
The whiskers are too loose. Every time I open my mouth wide, that beard gets wild.
The suit's a little big for you, too. You know, Phil, somehow you don't look right for the part.
I do, too. I guarantee nobody will know it's me in this getup. I look like the real thing. I know... Uh-oh, that must be Elliot. I'll get it. Oh, man, I can just picture his face when Santa Claus opens the door. This is going to be a surprise. Ho, ho, ho! And how are you, long glum glire?
You're going to invite me in, or you're going to stand there eating that bird's nest soup?
It ain't bird's nest soup. Can't you tell what it is?
Chew it again. Let me listen.
Call me a wild bowl groan.
Too quiet for shredded wheat. Oh, I know. It's cotton candy.
If you're finished, I'll tell you what it is.
It's a beard.
Oh. What's the beard for? What's the beard for?
Can't you tell by the outfit I'm wearing? Doesn't this suit look familiar to you?
Let me see.
Oh.
Of course. That's the red seersucker suit you bought for Easter.
This ain't my Easter suit. This is the Santa Claus suit I'm going to wear for the kids.
Curly, you can't play Santa Claus. Santa's a fat, jolly, nice-looking man, and you don't look the part.
Too sexy, huh?
That ain't what I meant, Marilyn.
I don't make a good-looking Santa Claus. The women's club asked me to do it because I'm perfect for the part.
Bill,
so
did Mrs. Stewart arrive yet? Oh, hello, Elliot.
Hello, Alice. I was just admiring little old Chris here. Mm-hmm. Cute little nothing, isn't he?
No, Elliot, that's not nice. Phil, I think you look positively.
Those are my sentiments exactly.
Abbott and Costello, huh? I guarantee that them dames will make the biggest fuss over me when I...
Oh, that must be Mrs. Stewart. I'll answer it.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Harris. Oh, I'm sorry I'm late, but I had trouble driving over. The traffic was something fierce. All those Christmas shoppers on the sidewalk slowed me down something awful. You know, my husband always tells me I should drive in the street, but there's so many cars there, it's dangerous. Don't you find it that way?
Well, I...
We better get going. Where's Mr. Harris?
Oh, he's standing right there.
Oh, yes. Hello, Mr. Harris. Now then, Mrs. Harris, we'll all drive down in my... How'd he get hurt?
I didn't get hurt.
Then how come you're bleeding?
I ain't bleeding. This is the Santa Claus suit that I'm going to wear for the children.
Oh, Mr. Harris, you can't appear in front of the little children like that. They'll think that you... Oh, well, we can always tell them you were trampled by one of your reindeer.
I wasn't supposed to be such a jolly old man. I'd hang one on her.
Oh, you're certainly the seediest Santa Claus I've ever seen. I hope you sound more convincing than you look.
I sound very good. Just listen. Ho, 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 and growl, mom, growl.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Now he swallowed his teeth. Oh, Mrs. Harris, if I were you, I'd get a new husband. I always say husbands are just like cars. Once they start falling apart, get rid of them. It costs too much to keep them in repairs. Of course, yours looks like he still has a few good miles in him, but I wouldn't advise you to take him on any long trips.
Curly, she stopped. Suppose she needs winding?
I don't see no place for a handle. Maybe it's the end of the record. Turn her over and see what's on the other side. Okay.
Oh, Curly, you'll like this.
What is it?
Never Smile at a Crocodile from the Peter Pan album.
Oh, she's an RCA label.
Yeah.
Well, let's spin her and
all
see
right,
what...
All right, fellas, you're being very rude. I'm sorry, Mrs. Stewart.
Oh, don't apologize. We have to make allowances for them when they get senile. Well, better get in the car and get going. Those children will be waiting to see Santa Claus. Of course, they'll be disappointed when they see you, Mr. Harris, but you can make up for it by entertaining them. After all, you're an actor, and you can do some of your famous barnyard imitations.
I don't do no barnyard imitations.
Well, then ride your unicycle or whatever it is you do.
I'm a singer and a darn good one, ain't I, Elliot?
I like you better on the unicycle.
Never mind. I got a great song for those kids, and they'll love it. I'll sing it on the way down.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Ooh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Ooh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Bells on bobtail ring, they're making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Alice Faye was seated by my side.
The horse was lean and lank, his fortune seemed his lot.
He got into a drifted bank and we got a plot.
Jingle bells, jingle bells,
singing merrily we go.
Jingle bells,
why it's so cold and crisp and light with shot.
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey, hey.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in an open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh.
Hey, Elliot.
Huh?
Hey, look at all those kids over there. Ain't they cute? They're so eager and anxious to see Santa Claus. Hey, I wonder what I'm supposed to do to amuse them. Maybe I don't have to entertain them. I'll just go over and just be Santa.
Look, Curly, please don't do it. Why spoil their Christmas?
I keep telling you it ain't going to spoil it. The trouble with you grown-ups is you don't know what Santa Claus is supposed to look like. But the kids do. They'll love me, and I'll prove it to you. Look, here comes a little boy. Watch his reaction when I talk to him. Hello, little boy. I'm Santa Claus. What would you... Ow! Kick me right in the shins. Look, you little monster. Step out in the alley with me. I'll break every bone.
Curly, you can't fight a kid. You're supposed to be Santa Claus.
I'll take my suit off.
Curly, he didn't like you. None of them will.
Oh, that kid was just a brat.
Curly, you ready to give up now?
No, I'm not ready to give up. Maybe I'm using the wrong approach. Maybe I've been a little too brusque. Hey, look, there's a kid bending over that tree. I'll go over and pat him on the head.
Yeah.
Hello, son. My, but you're a fine-looking...
Stop pressing me, little head. It ain't a cantaloupe.
Oh, I picked a humdinger this time. Julius, I didn't know you were going to be here.
Mr. Harris, what are you doing in that hokey getup? What are you supposed to be, anyway?
What do you mean, what am I supposed to be? What do I look like in this red suit?
Like 180 pounds of raw hamburger.
I'll tell you what I am. I'm Santa Claus.
This is a Santa Claus.
Yes, I am, and if you look closely, you'll see the resemblance, because I have a cheery smile, twinkling eyes, and rosy cheeks.
I like your big, fat, red nose.
You do?
Yeah, with that white beard around it, it looks like a tomato pushing its way through a mess of cottage cheese.
Must be hungry. Keep reminding him of something to eat. Look, Julius, you shouldn't kid about a thing like this. You believe in Santa Claus, don't you?
Oh, naturally. And I'm sorry if I offended you, Santa dear. You'll come to my house this Christmas Eve, won't you?
Certainly. And if you're a good little boy on Christmas Eve, I'll come riding through the sky with my reindeer, land on your roof, put my pack on my shoulder, come sliding down your chimney, and land in your fireplace. And what's the first thing you'll do when you wake up on Christmas morning?
Sweep out your ashes.
My ashes? You mean...
The biggest blaze you ever saw!
I don't think that's nice. Especially when I was going to bring you such a lovely present.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Harris. What kind of present are you going to bring me?
A hand grenade with a loose pin. Beat it, will you? Get out of here.
Now, will you take the hint, Curly? Nobody likes you as Santa Claus.
Yeah, I guess you're right. All they've done is make fun of me since I got here. Come on, I'm going home.
All right.
I'm going to take this suit off, too. And I never want to see it again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I told you you'd be a failure, Curly.
All right, don't rub it in. Don't rub it in. I was trying to be nice to those kids and play Santa Claus for them, and all they did was ridicule. You'd think that they'd...
Oh, mister, can any kid get into that Christmas party or... Say, are you Santa Claus?
Yeah, you want to make something out of it? I don't want to hear no more cracks about how funny I look.
Oh, you don't look funny, Santa. I think you look wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Now get along. I do. You really think so?
Sure. I've seen those make-believe Santas in the stores, but they're not like you. You're much better looking.
Well, I can't argue that point with you.
Wait a minute, kid. Do you think this is the real Santa Claus?
I know he is. Anybody can tell by looking at him.
You're a smart little fella.
Look, kid, there's something I gotta tell you. This...
Quiet, you unbeliever. Now, tell me, son, what do you want me to bring you for Christmas?
Didn't you get my letter?
Your letter? Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, I got it. But, well, I just sat down to read it when suddenly the north wind came and blew it right out of my hand.
Butterfingers?
Quiet.
Gee, you didn't read my letter. I guess that's what happened last year, too. Because you never showed up.
I didn't? Well, don't you worry, because I'm going to show up this year. And look, Sonny, as long as I'm here, why don't you tell me what you want?
Well, I'd like a bicycle, a pair of skates, a football, electric trains, an air rifle, a chemistry set.
Hey, wait a minute. That's quite a lot of things you're asking for, isn't it?
Yeah, but don't forget you owe me a lot of stuff from last year.
You got a point there, see. All right, Sonny. I'll see that you get everything you want on Christmas Eve.
Oh, thanks, Santa. I'll be waiting for you. Merry Christmas.
I'll be there. Merry Christmas, son.
Come on, Elliot. We got work to do.
Hey, you know, Curly, he really believed you're Santa.
You're darn right. And that's why I'm going to the store and buy him everything he asked for. And I'm going to deliver it myself on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that's fine, except for one thing. You forgot to ask the kid where he lives.
I know where he lives. 22 Elm Street. Right over the grocery store.
How'd you know that?
Well, I don't know. It just came to me. Elliot, do you suppose I really am Santa Claus?
All right, Curly. I better find out where the kid lives so we won't be disappointed. Hey, son, where do you live?
22 Elm Street, right over our grocery store.
Ooh, I'm getting out of here.
Wait for me, I'm going with you.
Curly, how did you do that?
Nothing's too hard for the real Santa. Now let's take the bus and go home.
A bus for the real Santa? Nonsense, we'll go home in your sleigh.
All right, Elliot.
Don't argue, you get in and I'll drive.
Please,
up Donner, up Blitzen, up Prancer, up Vixen. And away we go.
Elliot, please, please.
What's the matter, Santa?
Stop the sleigh. I'm getting air sick.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Phil Harris. The Rexall Drug Company, Alice and I, and our entire cast want to thank you so much for listening to our show and wish you the best Christmas you've ever had.
Merry Christmas, folks.
Good night,
Christmas
everybody.
Christmas seals you buy once a year will help protect you from tuberculosis all the year. Use Christmas seals generously. This is Phil Foreman wishing good health to all from Rexall.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.